breaks in. Stephen and Nick call in. Time to start again.
Welcome back to The Blueprint. I'm your host and life coach, Yannick. And today we're diving into a topic that has the power to completely transform how you approach both your personal and professional life, which is coaching. Now, let's be real for a moment. Have you ever felt like you're stuck in the middle of a bridge with big dreams on one side and, well, reality holding you back on the other side? Maybe you know you're meant for something bigger, but just can't figure out how to get there. That's where coaching comes in. It's the roadmap, the GPS, and the fuel that helps you bridge that gap. Today, we're breaking down exactly what coaching is, how it works, why it might just be the game changer you've been looking for. We're diving into stories that will show you the magic of coaching and the impact it can have on every aspect of your life, from climbing the career ladder to finding your passion. But I'm not tackling this topic alone. We've got some incredible guest speakers with us today. First up, we have the amazing billionaire Bart, a certified life coach on a mission to impact a billion lives. He's an expert in coaching women entrepreneurs and hosts the Women in Business podcast, which you can catch on his Win with Billionaire Barrett YouTube channel. And that's not all. We also have Robin Lewis joining us. Robin is all about leadership development and personal growth. He works with frontline staff, senior leaders, and even board to help them overcome their challenges and tailor coaching strategies. Trust me, he got stories that will inspire you. So buckle up. It's going to be an exciting ride as we dive into the world of coaching. Welcome, guys.
Yes, Yanni, good to be here with you and Billionaire Barrett. Thank you.
Likewise. I appreciate Yanni. You know, it's good to be on a platform where you can really bring insight to people about coaching. Thanks, Robin, for being here as well.
I'm sure the listeners want you to explain or give your own definition of what coaching is. So I'm going to start with Robin. In your own words, what do you think coaching is?
Very good, Yannick. Coaching is simply somebody coming beside you to help you to get to where it is that you want to go. You ever heard a saying that when you're in the picture, you can't see yourself? And I think what coaches do is they come beside somebody and help to unearth the answers that they already have within them to help them to achieve more, to increase their performance, to get better, to go from where they are to where they want to go.
Yes.
Yeah. And to add to that, and that's a very good way of looking at it. I just say, you know, you cannot see yourself when you're in the frame. So when you have someone outside who are able to reflect things back to you, you're able to get awareness. And with awareness, you're able to take action steps to move further and move forward in accomplishing whatever, you know, dream or whatever stuckness you have. That's very important. So yeah, that's basically, you know, I agree with you. That's what coaching really is in a nutshell. Be able to identify yourself when you're actually in that frame.
That's good. When we hear the word coaching, there's always this question around what is coaching? Is it coaching mentorship? Is coaching consulting? Is coaching counseling? How do we separate all four of those so that the listeners understand it, that coaching is completely different from those four things?
Great question. When I started first get certified, I was confused. I was like, am I gonna coach somebody? Am I gonna be a therapist? Am I gonna be a counselor? Am I gonna be a mentor? And all these are actually helping professions. But the difference with coaching, unlike other end professions, with coaching, in my opinion, you know, we don't give advice. You know, we see the client as being complete, whole, and resourceful. All the answers are inside of you. Unlike therapy, you know, you look in the past, emotions, those things with therapy. But with coaching, it's more forward driven. So that's the difference in actually coaching compared to other helping professions.
I agree, Yannick, if you would allow me. I think I come from the same sort of premise that the coaching is based upon the fact that the answers are already within. So what the coach does, rather than come and share from their experience, they come with questions to ask people to help them to unearth the answers that we believe are already within them.
Mm-hmm.
I think a mentor, and by the way, sometimes you can have a client. I have clients that I can ask permission to mentor them in an area. So maybe they might have a certain thing that they're working on that I have a great amount of experience on that I think could help them. But in that case, I'm asking their permission to actually then mentor. So mentoring, in my understanding, is when you are actually sharing from your experience versus coaching is you're approaching it from the vantage point that the client already has the answer within and you're just helping to unearth it.
Yeah.
I like that.
I agree. Yeah.
So I like to look at it from the standpoint of traveling. In layman terms, I view coaching as the GPS. So it's guiding you based on your goals, but basically letting you get to your destination. Mentoring is like an experienced traveler. So that person is sitting in the passenger side and offering you advice and guidance as to which direction you can go to get to your destination. Counseling, I view that more like the mechanic, helping you fix any issues or obstacles you run into as you travel to your destination. And then consulting, I would basically view that as providing expert plans and solutions for your trip. So like the travel agent, they'll be like, hey, this is what you can do. This is where you can go. So that's how I like to define it in layman terms for the listeners to understand that, hey, there are four different things.
One thing I do want to say about the consultant, because I do consider myself a consultant. And as a consultant, what you're doing is you're finding the need and then you are going to help them to solve it. And so that could mean as a consultant that you're going to help them with coaching. You're going to help them with training and that type of thing. So as a consultant, you can train or you can coach. There are different things that a consultant can do, which could include coaching.
Many ads, a lot of ads, right, Robin?
Right.
Yeah.
So what inspired you guys to start?
Oh, man, that's such a good question. And it takes me back. I think, first of all, I needed it. So I'm what you call a product of the product. Yes. I was an insurance agent, a very successful insurance agent. And I started my own company. And I had no clue when it came to leadership or, you know, a successful business owner. So I was a good agent. I started my company and didn't really have a clue. I didn't even have the first clue about hiring people.
Yes.
Much less putting a team together and that type of a thing. And so I had to hire help. I had to get help. And so that's the first thing, is that I actually experienced it for myself and I saw the difference that it made in my life.
Yeah.
And then as we went along, I discovered that I had a passion for helping others to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, years ago, I struggled with, should I be in ministry or should I be in business? And underneath all of that, it was my actual passion to help others.
Yes.
And so as I experienced it myself, it led to me recognizing that I actually had a passion to help others to do the same thing. So that's kind of how it happened for me.
Yeah.
I think with most persons who go into coaching, I agree with Robin, is really that need to really help others. So for me, I remember I wrote on my vision board in 2014.
Yeah.
Right? That's 10 years ago. I want to be a CEO. I want to be a motivational speaker. I want to be a success coach. Mm-hmm. Without even knowing what a coach was.
Yeah.
It just sounded probably fancy or nice to say. So I was writing on it. And to fast forward 9 years after to really get into coaching, that's really good. And for me, as an introduction, I just say, my mission and purpose is to impact 1 billion lives. And coaching can help me to have an impact. So it's me living my vision, helping others to become their best self. So that's why my reason why I got into coaching, because it's a way of helping me to achieve this vision of impacting a billion lives.
Nice. And yeah. I want to point out one of the things that I've admired about Billionaire Bart over the years is that he has always set SMART goals. He has a book, right? And with that book, he set out to visit all 50 states and sell 20 books at each state that he travels to. So it's always a number affixed to what his intention is. So now his goal is to influence or impact a billion lives.
I like it. So we have a big thinker here.
We have to like put those goals out there and strive for them. But yeah. That's why the name, a billionaire Bart, my son, like, why a billionaire Bart? Why do you say that? And it's for two reasons. One, there's a title you can give to yourself. People can say Mr., they can say Doctor. I choose to be called a billionaire, right? Another aspect as well, it reminds me each time, like, okay, I'm impacting a billion lives. So I'm being the person who the vision speaks of. Billionaire.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
But it's the same for me. I've always had the passion to help others. My business back in Jamaica, it started out with me working as a freelancer and realizing that this is something that can help other people. I was making money from it and I wanted to help as many people as I can. And so I expanded it to an entire business where I was going around training individuals how to earn a living from the comfort of their home. So with everything that I've done that has worked for me, I've always seek to extend it to other people. And so, with this particular venture that I'm on,
yeah.
What inspired that is my own need for leadership, my own need for being a better leader and inspiring others and showing empathy and showing care. And so as I went on that journey and I sought to do that with John Maxwell, and I realized how much of a great leader he is and the impact that he has made over the years, I realized that coaching is an avenue that I can actually impact others. My goal is to get as many people to get to their goal as possible, because I know what it is like not having somebody to provide guidance. I grew up in the inner city, tell you, oh, you're not going to amount to anything. This is your life. You're just going to be like everybody else in the community. And so having somebody take me under their wings and show me the ropes and guide me and mentored me and coach me, I realized I want to be that for somebody else as well. So that was my reason for getting into coaching. So do you honestly think that coaching can make a difference in people's lives?
If it wouldn't be, then we wouldn't be doing it. So absolutely, of course it does. Of course it does. And it's weird how many persons who don't know what coaching is think they know what it is, and kind of have a bad viewpoint of how they look at coaching, right? So it's something I always tell people, it's important to basically, you know, get into. And I remember, I'm a twin. And I remember when I was actually doing my practice sessions, I was trying to exercise on my brother. And I asked him literally like three powerful questions. And in that moment, it was a aha moment for him. He was like, whoa, I figured this out by you just asking me these three questions. Mm-hmm. And to get that kind of impact and that insight that he was able to realize that in three questions that he was struggling with for months. I'm like, yeah, we definitely all need coaching. But most times, if you're not aware of it, then you just don't aware of it. So yes. I guess who are listening right now on this podcast, and if you're probably on the brink of like, you know what, do I really need it? I'll say just, you know, take the blue pill and just try it out. And then from that, you can have your own decision from there.
I agree.
So, Yannick, you know, as what I would say to you to answer that question is to just look at all the, let's say, just choose sports. Look at all the high-level sport, you know, professional athletes out there, and look at the effect that coaching has on them. I just, as we are recording this, I just heard that the New York Jets just fired their coach because they feel like the owner felt like the season wasn't going the way that they were expecting it to go. And it's very early in the season. And I think of people like Naomi Osaka, who's a tennis professional. She just changed the coaches. Last year, Goff, who is a U.S. tennis player, Coco Gauff, she won her first major title, the U.S. Open last year, several months after changing her coach. You look at people like Tom Brady and Belichick, Coach Belichick, and the success that they have had together. I mean, there is just example after example after example of high-level athletes get there because of having a coach in their life. But I agree, the proof is also in yourself. Like, I agree what Billionaire Barrett just said. The reality is that I've seen it benefit others, but I've also experienced the benefit of it. You know, and a lot of times you're not aware. I think that the idea is that we are not aware sometimes, or we don't know the right questions to ask ourselves. Or as we said earlier on, when you're in the middle of something, sometimes you can't really see where you are, what you're in. And so it can be simple questions. I agree. I've seen it happen over and over again. Just like what Billionaire Barrett described with his brother. I think you said brother, right?
Yeah, right.
Where it might be a simple question, but they are not thinking about even asking that question, much less to answer it.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I agree. I've seen that happen over and over and over again. I experience it in my life. Mm-hmm. And whenever I'm having a challenge that I need to try and work through, I'm looking to somebody, a coach, to also help me to move forward in that, whatever it is that I'm facing.
So I like the examples that you just used. A lot of people are used to hearing the word coach when it comes to athletics. And they think that, oh, well, I'm not training for anything. Why do I need a coach? Can you tell me what are some of the types of coaching that exist?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I'll jump in, Billionaire Barrett.
Yeah,
go ahead. There is all aspects. Mm-hmm. That's the reality. It's wherever. So it's about where you want to go. So it can be around health. It can be around business. Yes, it can be around leadership. It can be around relationships. Maybe you're struggling in relationships. It can be around any type of goal that you might have. Let's say you have a financial goal, or you have a business building goal, or you have some sort of personal goal that you're trying to achieve. So that's one of the reasons why I like this concept of coaching, because you're really coming beside the person and you're helping them to get to whatever goal or achievement it is that they have. Mm-hmm. And so as a result of that, it's all aspects. It's whatever it is that they want to do, whatever it is that they're trying to achieve.
Yeah. And to add to what you said, Robin, and it's so powerful with coaching. And I tell people, right, you do not need to know nothing about what a client wants, because you're not a mentor, right? You're just there, need to be present, ask those questions, be curious, and reflect back those questions to the client and allow them to figure it out and come up with their own answer. And that's all beautiful coaching really is. So to ask the question, you know, as I said, there's many different areas where you can coach from wherever. You can coach someone from being a better, say, parent, to being a business leader, to being a better child. There's no particular, like, one set. You get able to coach whatever aspect or area that you feel you want to coach, because the niches are endless.
Yes.
I had somebody, Yannick, I just give you a quick little example of that. I had somebody the other day that said that they realized that they were pressing the snooze button too many times when they were getting up. And we worked through that, and they were able to put a plan together where that changed. And so now all of a sudden, they actually told me, not only are they not pressing the snooze button, the snooze button, but they're getting up now with a whole lot more energy and focus.
Mm-hmm.
So something as simple as that, it really yep. does. It's really that wide and that broad.
Yeah.
Yes. I think one way for you to look at coaching as well is having that accountability partner, right? Fact. So a lot of us already know what we want to do. We know that this is what I want to do. I want to make this mouse. I have the concept in mind, but there is doubt. There is the noises around us. There is the, hey, maybe the market is too saturated. There's just a lot of maybe. And so when you have that accountability partner to share your ideas with, they're there to ask you questions and to pull the idea out of you and help you to think, you know what, maybe I can actually do this. And when you come up with that plan, that this is what you're going to work on, they're there to say, hey, where are we now? How much progress have you made? And remember, coaching is not about judgment. We're not going to judge you. We're not going to say, but you said you're going to do this last week. So where is the result? You are responsible for your success, but we're here to stand beside you and guide you along the way. So it's important that that key part is noted.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then with accountability, I'm going to give my personal experience, right? So when I got certified, I started off Launchpad, which is basically starting business. And I went off like very fast. Then I took a break, went to Trinidad for 10 days, came back, and everything started to go downhill. I was in a snooze. I was parked from February all the way up to, I'll say, a month ago. And I was like, what's really happening? And I was like, I want to get coached. So I went back to our coaching circle. I requested to get coached, and the results I've achieved in a month compared to me parking for those months, I would have achieved those without having that accountability, because each week I know that I'm working towards something. I'm saying something, it's been reflected back to me. And every week there's an aha moment, this action step,
yes.
And I look forward to report and I'm being held accountable to get these things done. So definitely, you know, the factor that is very important with coaching is the accountability factor. It will help you to really get to where you want to go. You have someone beside you just being there to like, all right, cool, I'm here to help you. Just keep going. So yeah.
I agree. When I got certified in August as a coach, a group of us came together and we said, hey, we're going to be each other's accountable partner. And so we meet every other Monday and we say, hey, this is what you said you were going to work on last week. Where are you now? And I remember when we just started, they were saying that they were going to do videos. And I said, you know what? I'll probably put out some meme or something because I don't want to do videos. I don't like to video myself. I don't like to hear my voice. And so I don't think I'm going to do video. And they said to me, do you want to do video? I said, I do want to do video. But the fear of me putting myself out there doing video is terrifying. And so they went down into coaching, and the next thing I know, I started putting out video Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I'm like, who is this person? And so sometimes you need that person holding you accountable and also helping you to get rid of that fear, because my Friday video post is called Fearless Friday. And with me doing that, it helped me to realize, hey, you're fearing disappointment, you're fearing rejection, you're fearing all these things, but you can do it. You have it in you. And that is what a coach helps you to identify, the things that you can do and eliminate the fear. It may still be there, but you're going to proceed despite the fear. So that's good. I agree.
Kenny, if you'd allow me to expand on something that both of you have said, because I think it's a big part of coaching. And I think it's a part that the client really appreciates. And that is, first of all, like Billionaire Barrett said, is that your belief. See, you're as a coach, you're entering into a partnership with your client where you absolutely believe in their potential.
Yes.
And so you're believing. And so what a benefit of coaching that a client gets is they get a partner that comes alongside them, that truly believes in them and is there to help them sometimes believe more in themselves.
Yes.
And you're there to encourage your client, to help them to know that they have what it takes to achieve that goal, whatever it might be. And so now all of a sudden there's a partner, there's somebody in your corner that it truly does believe in you and is there to listen to you as you bring your situation, your challenges to them, to believe that you have the answer and that you are going to be able to overcome this and you're going to achieve what it is that you're going to achieve. And let's face it, how many of us have that type of a relationship with anybody out there? You know what I mean? And so that relationship is very special. It's a very special relationship where, and it does mean that you're coming from. And I'm so glad to hear Billionaire Barrett say it, because that's the premise of coaching, is that you're believing in the potential of the person that you're helping. And you're going to do all that you can to help them to get where it is that they're trying to go.
Yes. Well said. Well said. Agreed.
Because sometimes our family members and our friends do not believe in our dream. And if you can find a coach that is neutral, that's not your family or not your friend, and they have your back, then that is the best way to approach, do I need a coach? Do I have this big dream? But every single time I go to my mom or my dad or my friend, they're like, huh, that's not going to work. Too many people doing that. If they're putting negativity in your mind, that's a good indication that you need a coach. If you believe in your concept, but you need that extra push and nobody around you is giving you that extra push, then that's a good indication that you need a coach.
I think most of me personally aren't aware when they need a coach. But if you're listening to this, if you find yourself having a particular vision or goal that you want to achieve, and you're trying to go for it, and for some reason, it's not really getting there, that's the point in time when you need to actually try to get coaching. Find someone who is there, as we've been saying, you know, who's in your corner, who believes in you, right? So that's the time when I think you really should try to consult coaching, because you have a particular goal that you want to achieve, and you've been trying things, and it's not working out. And sometimes, too, there's a misconception I think people have with coaching. They believe you will get coached when something is wrong.
Yeah.
When something is going right, they'll be like, oh, I'm good. And I also have that belief as well, because when I just started going through the course of coaching, I was like, I'm good. I'm personally developed. I'm quite fine. And when I sit and I got coached as I was a coachee, I got coached, I was like, whoa. Wow, this is so powerful. So going back to a question, you know, whenever you feel like, you know, you have a particular goal you want to work on, and if you're having some kind of challenges, I think it's time to like see coaching, and they'll help you to actually achieve that goal at a way faster rate than you think by yourself you'd actually achieve it.
I like that.
I agree 100%. I would add by starting to say, if you're breathing, you need a coach.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, I mean, let's face it. My dad is 91 years old, going to be 92 here very soon, and still going strong. And at 92 years old, he still wants his life to count.
Yes.
He too, by the way, Yannick, is making videos and sending them out with his little messages also. Fearless. What it teaches me is that I don't think that desire to make our lives count, to make a difference, I don't think that desire goes.
Yes. Right?
Somebody 92-year-old still has it. And yeah. So you want coaching if you have a desire to make a difference, if you want to do something with your life, if you want to do something that's meaningful, if you want your life to count. And I'm talking sort of the bigger picture there now. But the reality is, if you're stuck, if you just want to get better in some aspect of your life, then a coach can come alongside you and help you. Have people been able to achieve things without a coach? Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Come on. I went through a lot of my life without having a coach. I had mentors. Yeah. I was learning through reading and attending seminars and that type of a thing. So I think you have to learn and grow no matter what. Right. But maybe coaching is not the only way to learn and grow.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to go there faster, if you want to go there higher, if you want to be able to achieve more than what you can do on your own, that's where coaching would come in.
Agreed.
Very good. So what does a typical coaching session look like? And how do you structure the process? So you have the individual comes to you. What can that person expect to gain from a coaching session?
Yeah, so one of the things I like to do, first of all, and I'm sure you guys do it as well, is to maybe have some sort of complimentary session so people can also see the benefit. Because I think whenever somebody actually experiences it, and I would say this to your listenership, to your listeners, experience it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do, you'll see the benefit of it. And then so what happens as a result of that is that you want to do more. But a typical session for me looks like the client actually brings whatever it is that they want to achieve from today's session. So we have intake before. We find out a little bit about them. We have a connection that we do before any coaching session. But you're asking specifically at a coaching session, what it looks like is that we focus in on what it is that they want to achieve in this particular session.
Yeah.
So they might share something like, well, I have a meeting that I'm going to be doing next week, and I want to be able to really knock it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
Or I am struggling with meal preparing at my home, a mom might say, and I recognize that I need to do this ahead of time, and it becomes an issue for me, and I want to be able to work that out. Well, my point to you is this, is that they are bringing the agenda.
Yes, yes.
And then what we do then is we then try to, through asking questions, try to help them to get to at the end of the session where they have a plan to actually go and now tackle whatever it is that they brought. So they have a plan to actually achieve what it is that they want from that session.
Well said, Robin. That's the exact same process I go through. I go through discovery session, of course, basically see if we're a good fit, right? And so the client can have a taste of basically what, coaching really is like. And then from that, now in a typical session, of course, the agenda is the agenda, right? What do you want to take from today's session?
Yes.
And then from there, we ask those powerful questions, reflect back things to them. We have been there present, being curious, and then for them to figure out, what action steps that they want to take to achieve that particular goal. And it's magical to me, each session, that what comes out for the client,
I agree.
Very good. So
100%.
If I'm hearing you guys correctly, coaches need to exercise active listening. They have to come prepared to ask powerful questions, so to pull that information out of the coachee. They also need to be able to clarify the coachee's vision. So they provide something, ask those questions to get them down to where they're comfortable with the vision and the goal that they have, and help them to develop those action plan. So I think as we go into coaching, it's important that we capture those information and just pay attention. You cannot be on your phone as a coach, so don't feel as if, all right, if I go into this session, she's probably not going to pay attention. we have to engage and listen, because we're not coming in as an expert in anything that you're coming with. We're coming to listen to you and provide guidance.
100%, Yannick. I think it's such a great point that you're making. We should highlight it, because you really are focused and listening, because the whole premise is based upon intuitively knowing the question to ask as they are answering. So as they answer a question, if you're tuning in, it leads you to ask another one, to actually help them to actually work through that situation. So really listening. So it kind of ties in with the partnership that I was telling you that you have with a client, is that you're going to be listening to a client like nobody else does. That's the reality. And so they are heard. And then not only are they heard, but you help them to actually even go deeper and to unearth some things that they don't even realize are there.
Yeah. And I think there's a misconception that coaching is only for executive people or people with big issues.
People may think that you have to have an issue to get coaching, or you have to be an exec to get coaching. And you don't have to, as we were saying initially, right? If you breathe.
Yes.
We need coaching, because all of us have desires, all of us have something that we want to achieve, and there's something probably blocking it, right? So you might not probably can afford a particular coach, right? But there's many coaches out there who are willing to start from somewhere and able to meet you where you are.
Yes. Right?
So start from there. Go from where you are, and then you can actually figure out where you need to get to the next level. And through coaching, definitely, I'm 100% saying you'll reach there.
I remember a coach actually speaking into me one time several years ago, where he said, your business will never outgrow you. What he was saying to me is that your business will never outgrow your thinking.
Yes.
And so it's an investment that you're making that it will come back to you.
So on that note then, how can someone find the right coach for them? What should they be looking for when choosing a coach?
I would say, first thing first, ensure that the coach aligns with your values. Because the main different coaches, as we say initially, is to find someone who actually aligns with your values. Try to understand, you know, what their coaching style is, if it basically match basically your style and what you're looking for. And
yeah, I agree. I mentioned to you it's a partnership, right? So you want to be with somebody who you're going to enjoy being together with. Most coaching clients that I have are with me for at least 3 months, but the majority of them are 6 or 12 months. You're doing this for a time period, right? Yeah. And so I agree with Billionaire Barrett. You want to be with somebody who believes in you. They believe in your potential. I think you want to. There's so many different coaches out there. My recommendation, and from what I can, I believe that Billionaire Barrett is coming from the same premise. And also, Yannick, that is, you want to get with a coach who is, their premise is that they're going to be asking the questions, that they believe that you have the answers within. So that's one thing specific that I would say to look for. You're obviously, you want to be with somebody who you believe is going to help you to get to achieve what it is that you want to achieve, right? And so I might not talk specifics when it comes to that, but you're looking for that, and you'll be able to tell as you're looking for that in working with that person, right?
Yes. Okay. And to add to some of the benefits that a person will gain if they choose to work with a coach, definitely personal growth. They're more likely to achieve their goals, especially if they were stuck in that phase of, hey, I don't know which direction to go. And just overall improved performance.
We've been saying accountability all this time, right? So that's definitely something you will always get from coaching. And to give a quick example, last week, Thursday, I had a session with my coach, and I brought to the table, I was stuck with trading, because I'm doing day trading, and I keep on blowing my account. I was like, you know what, I'm going to bring this into the session, So I was like, I want to figure out how to start building my account. And by the end of that session, I came out with all these action steps that I was able to put into play. And the next important thing is that your inner coach that all of us have, but most of us aren't aware, is always working. So mm-hmm. even after you leave that session, your inner coach is always there giving you different action steps. And that action step that I took after the session was so important that it was a game changer, where I'm sitting and just taking the trades and just following the rules. So yeah, your inner coach, your accountability, those are the two things I'll basically, as I say, tangible things that, you know, you'll actually get from coaching.
I agree with that, Yannick. Another example that billionaire Barrett is given, that even day trading,
yes,
you can bring to a coaching relationship and work through an issue that you're having, even with day trading.
Correct.
But I think what you're asking for, Yannick, is also some of the things that are we see over and over. And I see things like career change. Mm-hmm. I think that's one thing that a lot of happens quite a bit, I think, where people are not happy with where they are now. And they work with a coach. They help them to actually take the step and make a change careers. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, self-awareness is another big one. So maybe people are looking to find themselves, find their purpose, find meaning sometimes. And so that's another one that I see a lot. So you're helping people to, Billionaire Barrett said, visions. I'm one of those, for example. I remember one of my first coaching sessions, I discovered that I really didn't have a vision, meaning yeah. that where I would think it through and have a strategy. And so not only know where I want to go, but I have a strategy for actually how I'm going to achieve that. So vision and goal setting for different areas of your life are some of the things that I see. Clearly, leadership is one, a big one. Also, like you said, another big one is speaking in public. A lot of people like to get coached around that. They say that one of the biggest fears that you have out there is speaking in public.
Yes.
So sometimes I have people that will come to me and ask for help in that. You know, maybe they're speaking at their office for something, or maybe they're being promoted and they're being asked more now to speak in front of a group, and they feel paralyzed, or they feel like they need help to make that through. So those are some of the things. But I agree with what Billionaire Barrett said, and you've said it this evening too, Yannick.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Well, guys, this was an amazing conversation. I think when the listeners listen to this, they'll be like, oh, yes, I definitely need a coach. I've been stuck. But before we end this episode, I have three rapid-fire questions for you just to end it on a fun note. And I'm going to ask you guys, and you just give me a quick answer, and we move forward, okay?
Rapid fire.
What's the most important quality for a great coach to have?
Presence.
I like that. Presence. I was going to say listening, engage, and belief. Belief in the person.
Very good. Morning or evening session? What's your preference?
Morning.
That's a good one.
Morning.
Actually, I prefer during the day. For my coaching, I kind of, you know, obviously I'll adapt to the client. But if you're asking me my preference, I prefer during the day.
During the day.
Yeah.
Right now, I think by default my preference is evening. So
by default,
is evening. if you could coach anyone famous, who would it be?
Whoa. The first person that comes to my mind is John Maxwell. I believe that he's making a major impact.
Okay. How about you, Bert?
I wanted to ask a question again, guys. It's a powerful question. Ask it again.
If you could coach anyone famous, who would it be?
And the first thought that jumps to my mind was Adija Palmer.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the first thought that came to my mind. And I was like, interesting. So that's my answer.
And the first person that came to my mind is somebody who already have billions of dollars. And I don't know why I would choose to coach this person. Probably because I want an inside view of their mind is Oprah Winfrey. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you did say famous, right?
So, famous, yeah. Come on, man. So,
yeah. Well, awesome, guys. So that is... Any final thought on this entire topic that you think we didn't touch on that is important for the listeners to hear?
So, Yannick, if you would allow me, you and I didn't talk about this, so I hope I don't say something that that you don't like. But I would just encourage your listeners to engage with Yannick on a coaching session. Perhaps Yannick can work out to do a complimentary one for you, but I would just encourage you to reach out to her. We've talked about coaching, but the best way to actually know about coaching is to experience it. So I would just encourage you to contact Yannick. Yannick, I hope it's okay to say that.
Doing his job.
All right. Well, I mean, that's the reality. That's where people can really get to know about it and experience it. So
I appreciate that. Anything from you, Bart?
We haven't touched. With us a lot, I would say, as Mr. Coaching, your family members and your friends cannot be your coach. So it's best to seek someone who is certified or qualified to coach you. So
they
in the sense of what a coach is supposed to do, because a family member may not be able to hold space as what a certified coach will be able to do.
Okay.
They probably give you advice, which basically we as coaches does not do. So to give you that marketing plug as well, you can seek out Yannick, of course, and she'll definitely, if you're not family, get hooked up and reach where you want to reach.
All right. How can they contact you guys if they do need to reach you?
On social media under Robin Lewis Team. Lewis Team.
All right. And for me, you'll find me at Win with Billionaire Barrett. On YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Yeah, those three.
All right, guys. So I hope this has been extremely informative for you. Just remember, coaching is a collaborative, goal-oriented process focused on improving an individual or team performance and developing skills, confidence, and motivation. There are several types of coaching. You have life coaching, executive coaching, career coaching, health coaching, just any topic that you choose, you can find a coach to provide that guidance. Some of the tangible things that you can gain from coaching, you can find a spouse if you find a dating coach. You can change career if you choose a career coach. You can improve in your business. So there are several benefits that you can gain from it. Try it. Don't shut it.
Stephen Yannick calling, time to start again. Feel the power within. Every challenge faced, stepping up the pace. No more time to waste, success we gonna taste.